This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. An early morning commuter train has derailed in New York City, killing at least 4 people, injuring at least 60. 5 cars went off the track as the train took a large curve in the Bronx borough of the city. Rescue workers pulled dozens of people from the wreckage and have transported the injured to area hospitals. Joe Stepanski of the New York Daily News joins us now from the scene. Joe, first off, have all the injured passengers now been evacuated?
It appears so at this point. There was a small group awaiting triage, but they have since been moved to area hospitals, it appears.
Can you describe the scene right now? What are you looking at?
It's very chaotic still. I mean, despite the fact that all the patients have been moved, the train is still on its side. There are hundreds of emergency workers still working to investigate the problem and also to operate the train at this point.
I understand you've interviewed several passengers who were on the train when it derailed. What have they been telling you?
For the most part, people I've spoken to say that they felt the train was going at an excessive speed. They started to go around the turn, and they felt the train falling to its side, at which point they saw the horizon on the opposite side start to fall away from them as it pointed towards the sky. When it landed, it blew out all the windows on the side that hit the ground, and I think that's where several of the fatalities happened, is where people actually went through the window and then pinned between the train and the ground.
Officials on the scene include the governor of New York. Have you heard at this point anyone giving any kind of explanation for the derailment?
Right now it sounds pretty straightforward. The engineer is saying that the brakes, just he tried to apply the brakes and they weren't working. So right now it sounds like it's not an operator failure. It's a technical failure within the train.
Has there been any history of similar accidents on this
line? Within the year, a freight train crashed very close to the area, but it was not a passenger train, so it was nothing to the magnitude of this.
Investigators telling you that this is going to take hours, days, perhaps longer?
This will probably at least take the entire day to sort out. I'm sure, I mean, with any sort of transit operation, they always try to move as quickly as possible to get people back going, especially for commuters tomorrow. But as of right now, there's no end in sight, so at least till the end of today.
And have Metro North officials confirmed that particular line will be shut down, I imagine, for at least the day?
For today, I'm not sure about the future beyond that.
The story is unfolding, and we will follow details as they emerge. Joe Stepanski of the New York Daily News speaking to us from the scene of the derailment of the commuter train in New York City. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you very much.